climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide?
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. You just heard some more tunes. First, we had Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac. Never heard Gypsy before, but Graham has been listening to it all summer. Graham, what is the song about to you?
Oh, man. Gypsy. Well, I don't want to speak for Stevie Nicks or Fleetwood Mac, but it's all about, you know, people as gypsies in your life,
you know? It's a pretty remarkable song. It certainly demonstrates the incredible capacity for Fleetwood Mac to, you know, both just jam, which is like what the last 30 seconds of the song are, but also be in touch with a really, really beautiful theme for, you know, people moving in and out of your life. It's my favorite Fleetwood Mac song. I've been listening to that song all summer. I don't think it's a terrible summer song. I don't know. I don't think many songs are bad summer songs. But after that, we moved on to The Districts.
Yeah, that was Youngblood by The Districts. Just a great song. A favorite band of mine as of late. Saw them at the Sinclair in Cambridge. Not too long ago.
And the Sinclair, of course.
The Sinclair. Ah, no, my Sinclair.
Sinclair Broadcasting.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, my goodness.
We can get political here.
We're
going to
get into that. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, shut us down. I'll take us off the airwaves. Anyway. Spencer's quite fond of the districts.
Youngblood. Best show I've ever seen. Sorry, Graham, to interrupt. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say he was busting some moves here during that song. He also said he picked it because the same way I said my favorite part of Gypsy was the end. His favorite part of Youngblood is the end of the song and the build and the end of the song. So, I mean, even if they're two very different songs,
very different vibes.
From that,
yeah. I think that's cool. I like that kind of change in songs.
I agree.
You know,
just leaves me wanting more.
Yeah, you know? That's true. okay, so we're just kind of hopping all around.
Then we brought it back down to Landslide.
Yeah, then we went back to more Fleetwood Mac. We got all the Fleet. We got so much Fleetwood on vinyl.
Drowning in the vinyl.
Stevie.
Just like the wild wing.
Ding dong dum 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 ding.
Maybe we'll get to that.
Yeah.
That's a ooh.
Ooh. Tell him, Stevie. So yeah, we've been hopping all sorts around. This next song is more hopping around. This is just some like good technical music courtesy of Ben Thorne and Liking Jazz. I'm not a big jazz guy, but Ben Thorne likes jazz. You met Ben Thorne.
Yeah.
Graham is, for all those out there, Graham is not native to the Medford-Somerville area, but he is now. He is...
I'm not from Boston.
Not from Boston. But he's a Baltimore boy, 410. So you gotta treat him with the love. But yeah, based out of Connecticut these days, where are you calling home?
Oh, I know, Baltimore's still home, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think home can be anywhere until I'm out of college. You know, college is just one big giant playground. You know, we all get to live in these little buildings.
Yeah.
Pretend like it's real life.
Totally in our bubbles. Yeah.
But I find myself in Hartford, Connecticut for a considerable part of the year. Hartford, it's an interesting place. I go to Trinity College, and Trinity finds itself where two very bad neighborhoods meet, which is certainly another can of worms. But it's a very interesting dichotomy between, you know, the very waspy stereotype of Trinity, even if that doesn't always ring true, with neighborhoods that, you know, evidence really crippling to poverty. But anyway, back to more uplifting things, the pledge drive. I hope you've been shuffling around in your couch and trying to find some loose change or anything that you can spare. You know, check those pockets before you do the laundry. You should definitely do that. In between the car seats, we really need it. You can hear the floor creaking. Back to you, Spencer.
Just keep those calls coming in. We've been accepting donations all night so far. We have a lot of progress to report. We'll get back to that after the break. But we just want to thank all of our donors and supporters out there for keeping our station running, keeping us all well oiled up and ready to go, ready for whatever comes our way. You know, life here at WMFO ain't always easy, but it's always fun. And we really appreciate your support with the station.
We'd like to thank the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation for their generous donations this evening. They called us up immediately. Who knew they were one of our eight listeners? You know, so there's a fact for you. You got both of them. So really nine listeners. It's been a big night here at WMFO.
Lots of stuff happening. Lots of fun, exciting. It's just an exciting time for the station and. We're happy to be here at the forefront of it. But we're moving on. Some tunes, keep the calls coming in. This is the Roy Hargrove Quintet. It's a long piece, so we might not listen to all of it, but I hope you get just enough to realize how fun
jazz
some good
can
jazz.
Be.
Jazz hands.
Yeah.
It's a fun place.
For G. Thank you.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, the Roy Hargrove Quintet, Strasbourg Saint-Denis. Denise, I'm not sure exactly, to be honest. But that's a good tune.
Dennis,
I think it's not Dennis.
That is a great tune.
Saint-Denis. Oh, Saint-Denis.
Dennis. Yes, so it is 1:24. Graham and I have been on the airways for a bit now, almost an hour. So we want to make sure we get in our mandatory PSA for the evening. Make sure everyone out there is well informed about the comings and goings and happenings of the world. So,
In the spirit of the tornado warnings we saw today in, upstate New York, very, very scary stuff. We thought we would make sure that we, kept you all informed about how to keep yourselves informed. In the event of scary weather.
It's important stuff. I feel like it should be addressed.
There's
more
weight to it, today you brush your teeth.
You skip the floss.
You combed your hair.
You went to work.
You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado.
You never quite know when the day before is the day before.
Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So, guys, folks, heed their warning. This is real. I mean, Elon Musk saw it coming. Before that, John Cusack saw it coming. I don't know who else we need to tell us.
That's right. I forgot about the Elon stuff. Did you hear what he's been doing?
I thought he was on Mars at this point.
Well, he's firmly on Mars, but he's developed this crazy technology that's harnessing the power of tornadoes to create green energy. Apparently, 2017 is like all about the tornadoes.
My goodness.
Yeah, I think it's like one of, his like side projects. He's got a billion of those, but
Gotta hand it to the man.
He's doing some things.
We need alternative energy.
He's got some hobbies, doesn't he?
Some cows have to fly through the air, and you gotta crack some eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually heard he was filming a movie on Mars, and he was gonna call it The Martian. He'd just been so, focused in his work that he didn't realize that Matt Damon had beat him to it.
Mm-hmm.
He was very upset.
Matt Damon
went all the way to Mars to film the movie.
Right.
And Matt
exactly.
Damon,
Right.
Didn't. I probably shouldn't, badmouth Matt Damon around here, actually. Yeah. I love Matt Damon. Come on.
How could you not?
Freaking firefighters.
That's pretty good. We have Matt Damon on, everyone. Matt Damon, can you speak to your time as Jason Bourne?
What do you think? It is one of my favorite things that they say in every single Jason Bourne movie is, Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne. It's like in CIA school, they're like, and if you see Jason Bourne, just say, Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne, so everyone knows it's Jason Bourne, because otherwise they won't believe you. You have to say it in those words.
I wonder how Jason Bourne. I really was into Jason Bourne and the Bourne films as like a, I feel like maybe middle school, early high school type deal. I guess more stuff has come out recently too, but yeah, I haven't really seen it, and I'm curious if the whole series holds up over time. But nothing against you, Matt Damon. Graham and I are just maturing as individuals and humans in this world.
Yeah.
And our tastes are changing, and, personal preferences might develop a little bit, but who's to say?
I still love the original Jason Bourne movies.
Bourne Identity, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's just Supremacy. The names. They're all such catchy names. Identity, Supremacy, and Ultimatum. I mean, the action scenes are pretty great.
The action scenes are definitely, a new kind of action scene.
Jumping through windows and stuff. Also, the set locations are pretty great.
True. They go global.
They do.
Or they seem to go global. I'm not sure if they actually traveled, but Hey, they so appear to travel.
Can you answer something for me? Is Idris Elba going to be the next James Bond? Because he's not, I'm going to be upset. I think it should be Idris Elba.
Who better?
Give me someone better. If Daniel Craig doesn't want to do it anymore, totally respect that.
Yeah.
Idris Elba, come on.
I think Craig probably squeezes out one more.
I think so, too.
And then...
Just poops it out.
Probably be okay. And then I think... we'll see James Bond back on the forefront of mainstream America with Idris Elba. At least that's what I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
You know,
boy can dream.
Inshallah, if God wills it, that'd be really great. For those of you that haven't watched The Wire, you should watch The Wire.
Stringer Bell.
Think about Stringer Bell as James Bond. Like unprecedented.
That's cool. That would be a cool episode, or the cool paper to write.
Yeah, it really would. Who knows? Maybe be written here at Tufts University.
Here at Tufts University, Medford, Massachusetts, also Somerville, Massachusetts. Fun fact, for all those potential applicants out there that are tuned in, just waiting for their decisions.
Or cartographers.
Thank you for your good work. But back to the applicants. Yes, the campus is split in two. There is a Medford part. There is a Somerville part. The addresses are different, but they're very close. Just food for thought when you're thinking about decision-making when you get back your response. Even though everyone already knows, and the first years are coming on Thursday. So we're welcoming in...
Sweet God.
We're welcoming in a new class here at Tufts University, and... Yeah, I'm excited to hopefully get to meet a couple people, and if you live around the area and you're within the Medford and Somerville communities and you see a student, strike up a conversation. I know I always appreciate that kind of stuff. But, yeah, so it's 1:30. I think Graham and I probably have the energy for one or two more songs. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. This has been a real treat. You're listening to the Torchlight Boys here on 91.5 WFO.
From just the immense donations that came in to being here with Spencer. I mean, I couldn't be a happier guy right now. It's a little humid outside, but the AC is on in here.
And, so true, the AC is big.
And we're gonna send you guys away with a classic from Gladys Knight.
Oh, heck yeah. Take us away, Gladys. LA. I think we're gonna send it off with this one. It feels like we should. Too much for the man.
So he's leaving
the so good.
You know that I recently came back from Dubai and they wouldn't let me sing this at karaoke. I was upset. He said he's going. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't sing karaoke. It's against the whole point. Going back to find. Ooh, 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 what's left of his world?
The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's going back.
darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wells of silence. People bowed and prayed to a neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering of silence.
Quit these pretentious things and just punch the clock.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.